Teachers in many schools throughout North Carolina staged protests this morning outside their schools. The protests come after deadlocked negotiations between state lawmakers and Governor Cooper over pay raises. WFAE's Michael Falero reports from protests outside Charlotte-Mecklenburg schools.
In sub-freezing temperatures, about 30 teachers outside Oaklawn Language Academy held up homemade signs and chanted slogans at buses and passing cars. Protests like these are called walk-ins. Teachers protest before school starts and then go into work. Erin DeMund organized this school's walk-in.
We're doing this today because we want to send a clear message to our state legislators that we find their lack of action on the budget to be unacceptable.
The walk-ins are in response to a budget impasse over teacher raises. Republican state legislators recently passed a bill that would have increased teacher pay by an average of 3.9% over 2 years. Governor Cooper vetoed that bill last week, calling the raises paltry. His budget called for a 9% average raise for teachers. The governor has the support of the State Educators Association. They also want lawmakers to include funding for more school support staff, a $15 minimum wage for all school employees, and Medicaid expansion. Amanda Thompson is a math coach at Walter G. Byers School and a member of the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Association of Educators, which organized the protest in Charlotte. She says at least 15 Charlotte-area schools had teacher walk-ins. Thompson also says the protests are about more than teacher pay.
It's definitely not about teachers, not about raises. It's about funding our school system because our kids need, you know, social workers, psychologists. They need less testing. They need more qualified teachers on staff who want to stay in this field.
A spokesperson for the state's Educators Association said they will wait to see what legislators do in response to the governor's veto before planning more protests. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Falero.